In our previous shiur, we began a discussion around the halacha of matan manas lahachzir with an esrik. The Shulchan Aruch in Tofresh Nun Ches, or Rechaim Sifhei, tells us, Nosam loistam, if somebody gave someone else an esrik without making this verbal declaration that I'm giving it to you as a matan manas lahachzir, kil omaloi amanasha tuchsuyuli. It's as if it's understood that I meant that. The mistama al das kein nosnoloi. We could assume that that was his intention. Kivin chitzorach lotus by shein loyacha. I need this esrig because I need to be yaitzu with this esrig tomorrow. And therefore, as we keep on repeating, vim loy chzirua, if you don't give it back to me, lo yotz. Hago, v'tzorach lach salit l'abal matonov. You have to give it back to the owner as a gift, k'deshiyeh shabalim, that now it becomes mine again, v'yotzeba. And the Rama here, as we keep on quoting the Rosh, is saying, because the way matanam nas la'achsa works, that it becomes yours. And since it becomes yours, you, now when you give it back to me, you have to be makna back to me. U'miyam la'achziru li'yoda la'achar, v'ach la'achar, but if I keep on passing it on to other peoples, to other people down the line, v'achra machziru labala, and then the last person gives it back to the owner, the halacha is that he's yoytzim. Again, it goes back to what we discussed in our previous shiurim, in the first shiur of this series, because the way a matanam nas lahachsa works, we keep on saying, is that it becomes completely the property of the person who receives it. And since that is the way it works, he could pass it on down the line. But I did see from the Kav HaChaim, and perhaps what the Kav HaChaim was being concerned for is the other opinions that have a different way that we keep on explaining and understanding Mataram Nas Lahachzir, that it really maybe doesn't become the same full-fledged property of the recipient. Since it doesn't become the full-fledged property recipient, and you know that people want to use your esrog, and you don't want to have to be the one to give it to each person individually, you want to let it go down the line, that before you give it to the first person, you should say, Hareini Megalas Dati Vritzoini, Shekomi Shalakeich Lulav Esrog Shali Hayoim, V'shaminim Shabalulav, Harehem loy b'matana gemura, amenashe yachzirim li b'matana, v'mtikach oisim isha nesua, amenashe ein lebala rishuspa, because you have a problem with a wife, that she has no ability to be makna, because it's not hers, because komash kon si shekon abala. The Bikuri Yaakov also says, because as we've been discussing, there's a problem with matana manas laksa with a cotton, so you should also say, when you're doing this, and I saw that this is indeed the minig of Reb Chaim Kamenetsky. I guess many people want to use his esrig. This is what he does. Actually, if we want to think about this halacha, there are 2 points I'd like to discuss in thinking about this halacha. One is this question of how do we view a matana manas lahachzir? How do we view that the person who receives it, how does the halacha look at that person? We had a gemara earlier in our perek on daf kuf lamed dalet omer aleph. The gemara discussed the story of Beis Choron. The story of Beis Choron was where there was a father and a son, and the son made a neder that this father cannot have any hanor from him. And then he was making a wedding and he wanted his father to attend. So he gave the money to pay for the wedding to a friend. And the friend, and not a father could come because it's not the son's wedding, it's the friend who's paying for the wedding. The son went and he was magdish that money. And the person who gave him the money was very upset. I didn't give you the money to give it to the stalker. I gave you the money to pay the caterer. So the friend said, what, you want me to be the Baal Aveira? You want me to be the one that I should help you avoid the nether. And the Gemara says a very strong wording. Amalai, the friend said, Lo nasatali eshelcha el kishtei atav avicha oichlum v'shoysin, that you and your father should participate together, eat and drink at the wedding, omaratzin zelozeh, and maybe even make peace. Yehaya oven, but the avera of causing the nether to be violated, toli b'roisha. So the Gemara concludes, Amr chachamim, kol matanish ein ha-mikdishim u-kadeshus ein ha-matan. The Gemara says, from here we see that what is the test if something is considered a full-fledged matana? The test is if the recipient of the matana can be magdish the matana. That's a raya that's completely his. If he can't, then it's not completely his. So all the mafarshim, the Rashbam, and all the mafarshim, the Shainim, ask on the spot. So we're learning that by an esri, matana nas lahatzer makes it into a valid way for me to be yotze the esri. But if I have to give back the esri, I obviously can't be magdish it. So since I obviously can't be magdish it, how can I be yotze with it? So Tosfos says that's not true. During that time that I have the esri, I can do whatever I want with it. I just have to make sure that I give it back to you by the time that I have to give it back to you. Others say that this issue, that the test of matana is a matana, is only in a situation like the Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph describes, where we see it's not so simple. I said clearly I'm only giving it to you so that's a way that I could get my father to the wedding. But in a situation where it's clear that it's a full-fledged matana, their halacha will be that you don't have to go through, the fact that he can't be magdashit is not an issue. What do I mean to say with this? What I mean to say with this is that this goes back to how do we understand a matana minas la'aksa. If we understand a matana minas la'aksa as a full-fledged gift, so then passing it down the line maybe wouldn't work. But if we understand matana minas la'achzir differently, or as Ravino Victor already told us, then the halacha will be that you can pass it down the line. Along this line, I saw tshuva, and the shayos of tshuvas van Haggis, chelik aleph, simon shin pei dalet. I have a very nice esrig, which I really don't want other people to use. But I have a good friend, him I'm willing to give the esrig with a matanam nas lahachser, but I don't want it to for you to give it to others. Can I do it? Can I do that? What's the question? The question is what we've been discussing. How do we look at matanam nas lahachser to make it work? Matan Nas Lahachzer makes it the recipients. If I put a, so now the question is, if I put such a condition on the recipient that you could use it, but you can't pass it down any further, is that a raya that it's really not his? And since it's really not his, you can't, he's not being yotze the mitzvah? Or the fact that he can't pass it down the line doesn't detract from it being his. I saw that he writes that the Brisker Rav specifically would say that you have permission to give it and pass it down. Why was the Brisker Rav saying that? I think the Brisker Rav was trying to express that if you want it to work as a matana minas lahachzik, you really want to make it into a matana. How do you really make it into a matana? By saying that you could pass it down to other people as well. The Rashbam asks a question here, which I think that the Shulchan Aruch is trying to address in the halacha that we're learning. The Rashbam asks that throughout Shas, whenever we learn the halacha of tanoim, the Gemara says that a tanai, to be considered a valid tanai, has to be a tanai kafel. That means, in our Gemara, how would it be considered a tanai kafel? That I would say very expressly, I'm giving it to you, bedas, that you're going to, it's yours, I'm nasha tachziruli, with the condition you return it to me. And if you don't return it to me, you're not yoytz the mitzvah. But as the Rashbam, that we don't see in our Gemara that the Gemara makes that requirement. We don't see in our Gemara that the Gemara says that you have to say it's a night kafel in order for this matana manas lahakser to work. And he asks, why? So the Rashbam wants to differentiate between Isser, for example, Kedushin, Gittin, whereby Kedushin and Gittin, Rameir is of the opinion you have to have a Tanai Kafel, and if you didn't make a Tanai Kafel, you're not, it's not a valid Tanai, versus Dine Momnitz, where a Tanai Kafel is not required. The question on that is, that Tosfos Masechet Kedushin asked that question, that where do we learn the whole concept of Tanai Kafel from? The whole concept of Tanai Kafel is learned from the episode when the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein got a shear in Eretz Yisrael. But the Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvein, as Tosfos, was mammon. It was about property. It was about getting a shear of Eretz Yisrael. So how could you say that the halach of Tanai Kafel wasn't said by Dinei Mammon? So some Rishonim, in answer to this very strong question, say that of course Rameyer said his rule of Tanai Kafel even by Mammon. We are only concerned for Rameyer's opinion by Yisro. Rameyer himself indeed said it even by Mammon. What's the obvious question? If we're worried for Rameyer's Shitta, we should be concerned about Rameyer's Shitta, asked the Mefarshim, even by Dine Mammon. Why are we only worried by Issa V'Heter? I mean, there's obvious answer by Issa V'Heter. We're talking about Gittin and Kedushin, Eishes Ish. So some want to suggest a different teretz. Then when is a Tanai Kafel required? A Tanai Kafel is required only in a situation where it's not obvious what I'm trying to accomplish. But where it's obvious what I'm trying to accomplish, expressing a Tanai Kafel is not necessary. And therefore, it's understandable here that when I'm giving someone else my Esrig, my intent is to just give it to him, to be yoytz the mitzvah, but not to give it to him completely. And therefore, a Tanai Kafel is not required. Perhaps that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here. The Shulchan Aruch is telling us, here I didn't make any Tanai. It's even less. Not only didn't I make a Tanai Kafel, I said nothing. And still the Shulchan Aruch says, it's kilomel Hashem nashtak tzirulu. It's as if I said it. I didn't say anything. How is it? Because since it's so obvious that that is my intent, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us even a bigger chiddush. That not only don't you have to say a Tanai Kafel, if the Tanai is obvious, you don't even have to say the Tanai. But clearly it seems that if one wants to be machmer lechatchila, not only, as the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, should you say a Tanai, but you lechatchila should say a Tanai Kafel. The Shulchan Aruch in Tzivav teaches us, lo yitn nenu b'yom rishin lekatan, don't give it on the first day of Sukkot to a katan, kainim shiyotzba, before you were yaitza. Why? Because as we keep on learning, the katan has the ability to be kaina, they makna lachem in a Torah, but it doesn't have the ability to be makna. For nimtza shemachziruloi, that even if the katan will give it back to me, ain't a mukhsar. Therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, for yeshmi sha'aymer, shemigi la'aynas aputus, but if the child is already not yet bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, but they're intelligent enough to stand kinyanim mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says that's already when they're 6 or 7 years old. Vimtoifus Matinik. So now what happens if I have a small child and I want him to take the Dalaminim, but I have a problem. If I give it to him, how can I get it back? Since I hold it with the child the entire time, Kivin Shalayotz Miyadai, if it never goes out of my hand, Shapidami. But there's a big problem with that as well. The problem with that is, as all the Mefarshim discuss, you're not yotze the mitzvah if somebody else is holding the lulav of the aluminum with you. So now you have a problem. If you're going to give it to the child completely, as the Shulchan Aruch just taught us, you can't get it back. If you're going to not give it to him, if you're going to hold it with him, it's really not the right way to mekayim the mitzvah. So here is a question that all the poskim discuss: are you mekayim mitzvahs chinuch if the child's not doing the mitzvah perfectly correctly? If you mekayim mitzvahs chinuch that way, so it doesn't make a difference if you're holding with him. If not, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, and that's why maybe the Ramosha suggests the best thing is to buy, even for children, their own dalad minim.